make a sandwich at the store. Now, this is inspired by the opening of a Joe Namath movie I saw when I was a kid, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. The movie was called C.C. Rider, I think, and like most great movies of my generation, it was based on a novelty song. This is something that I've actually done before, and again, it's ballsy without being dangerous to anybody and has a mild yet satisfying, fuck you, Mr. Corporate suit and tie, quality that I would hope even the most uptight supermarket manager would be able to objectively appreciate. The title says it all. It's pretty much self-explanatory. Just walk into the supermarket, head to the bread section, grab a split roll, go over to the condiment section, open up and squirt a little mayo or mustard or whatever you like. Some people like capers. Me, not so much. Then head over to your lettuce tomato bin aisle place. If you want tomato, you'll have to grab a plastic knife from the cutlery aisle. Take what you need, but need what you take. When attending a Major League Baseball game at any park where they sing YMCA during the break where the grounds crew comes on and tidies up the playing surface, I know they do this in at least Yankee Stadium as well as Ted Turner Field, turn to the people in your section and with a big smile, shout out about how this song celebrates anonymous gay sex. That's what you're singing about right now. Do you know why it's fun to stay at the YMCA? It's because gay men can anonymously engage in anal and oral sodomy. That's what makes it so fun to stay at the YMCA. Then, mention how you're going to go to the men's room, into the third stall from the left, the one with the smooth hole at about cock level, and you will be masturbating if anyone would like to recreate a fun YMCA moment. But sternly point to a young boy and say, "Not him, though. He's too young." Next time, and every time you are in a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, say what? Take the Bible and inscribe best wishes and then put your name there. Then make notes randomly throughout the book, circling passages and writing things like, "What the fuck? Is this for reals? Bullshit," etc., etc.